Our guest analyst this afternoon is Progressive Ag Marketing's Brian Stroman. Brian, let's recap the day in the grain. Grain markets were sharply higher today.
They were, Kara, and I think you look at the overnight market, and we gapped higher in both the corn and the wheat market to start the overnight session, and we continued that trend today, and we're going to close near the highs of the day, you know, up 16, 17 cents in corn, and the wheat markets, Minneapolis, 8 to 9 higher, and, you know, 15 to 18 higher as far as those winter wheat crops go. Decent day in the soybeans as well, 25, 26 cents higher. So a lot of buying coming into the market. We've got fund short covering that's taking place. The export inspections were solid today for corn, and certainly the wet weather and the extended forecast here appears wet over the next week, and that's adding support, especially to the corn market. The wheat market feeling the same type of support, with a lot of talk about disease issues in that winter wheat crop. And we'll take a look at those winter wheat conditions this afternoon, but a pretty good day there. And the soybeans as well, slow planting progress. And again, the strength in the corn and the wheat complex offering support to the soybeans. Well, I think, you know, you look at the projections for this afternoon, and they're thinking 63 to 65% of the corn's in, and 28 to 30% of the beans, and 86 to 87% of the spring wheat. So I think any numbers that come in below that would certainly be supportive to the market. There was, a lot of rain throughout the country last week, and we were only at 49% planted on corn and 19 on soybeans and 70 on spring wheat. So we'll see what those numbers have to say, but if they come in below those estimates, that'll certainly add support in the overnight market and probably carry over again to our midweek time frame here on Wednesday.
What about the livestock market?
You know, the livestock market, we had a cattle on feed report that came out Friday afternoon, and it was viewed as friendly, and but I think analysts certainly look at those numbers, and they were larger than last year as far as on feed goes, and that weighed on that market today. And we're going to be mixed into the close, a lower cash market too, limiting the upside. We'll see where the cash market trades this week. We're down anywhere from $1 to $1.50 in the feeders, and that placement number again was friendly versus estimates, but it was larger than last year. You look at the strength in the corn market, and we actually pushed those feeders down to near the contract lows, or even touched some or made some new lows in some of those contracts today. We did come off that into the close, but the lean hog, $2 lower, $2.50 lower. That market, looking at the limit down move on Friday, carried over with some more selling pressure today, and a lower cash market last week with a lot of demand concerns, and again, trade issues not being resolved, added some weakness to the lean hogs.
Once again, we've been visiting with Brian Stroman of Progressive Ag Marketing.